Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome in to the Spring Doldrums edition of what we believe is Odyssey's favorite podcast, Name That News. I am your host, Mark Menard, along with my co-host, Zach Clark, and we are officially into that point in the year where if you have kids, you're just kind of biding your time, waiting for the end of the school year and summertime to kick in. Right, Zach?
Biding my time. I'm holding onto this as long as I can. Are you kidding me? They're going to be home all summertime. Don't be ridiculous, dude. Summertime is for children. I've learned that after having kids.
All right. I said biding our time. I meant appreciating and savoring every moment of peace and quiet we can get until May 23rd or so. So before we go any further, we have a very special guest on the show this week, someone who we have already, maybe prematurely, dubbed an official friend of the show before she even has ever appeared on the show. But now here she is, live and in living color, producer extraordinaire here at Odyssey, and someone who was nice enough to book me on a show that she books, which has already dropped. If you want to go and check that out, which I know you do, Something Offbeat, one of our favorite programs here at Name That News. Zach and I love it. And I was a guest on Something Offbeat, which dropped yesterday. So if you want, you can pause Name That News. You can go download Something Offbeat. It's all free. We give this to you out the goodness of our hearts. And you can go listen back to my appearance on Something Offbeat, talking about something we've already talked about on this show as well, the Stone Rats in the New Orleans Police Department. It's a great informative bit that you can check out. And then when you're done, you can come back here and you can get introduced to our special guest. And you know what? If you want to go back and listen to it after the show, you can do that too. We are very flexible here. But anyway, without further ado, Lauren Berry joining the program this week with Zach and I, and we are very happy to have you.
Thank you. I am so pleased to be on this show. I love Name That News. And I know listeners can't see you guys, but I want them to know that they are in the presence of the two best beards in all of Odyssey when they are listening to this show. I'm looking at some magnificent beards here joining you guys. And yeah, thank you for coming on Something Offbeat, Mark. We had such a fun time with you on the show. And we've had Zach on before. We were talking about zombies in Detroit. And I recommend people download those before, during, and after listening to this show and all the episodes of Name That News. Just listen to both of our podcasts all day. You'll have a great time.
You know what? Download multiple copies and send them to your friends. They make a great gift. Stocking stuffers at Christmas time, a little download. The quality is so great. They won't know that you got it for free, right?
Exactly. We put a lot of, we don't put like work of free time, you know, into these. These are professional podcasts.
Yeah, we do this on the clock. They actually pay us to do this, if you would believe it. Anyway, let's just go ahead and get on with the show for the people who have never been here before. And for our guest, Lauren, who I know listens to the show religiously, but let's go ahead and explain how this works. We have gone through a week's worth of news. so that you don't have to. We have culled the choicest cuts that we could find, and then we have tweaked them just a little bit because it's a game. We can't just give you all the information. You have to try to guess what it is they're talking about. That's why we call it Name That News. Make sense? If it doesn't make sense, you'll catch on as we go. And I'm going to go ahead and get us started because we have jabbered on long enough with the introductions. Let's get right to the meat of this program. And we'll start in the City of Angels, Los Angeles. KNX gave us this clip out of the goodness of their hearts. A big heist that has gone down.
Why does a building in Sylmar have tens of millions of dollars in cash sitting there in the first place?
There's an interesting reason for it. And the reason is banks are loath to accept cash. Banks don't want your cash because banks are afraid of liability.
So what sort of building was broken into and robbed for a cool $30 million in cash? Was it A, someone's residence? Was it B, a storage facility? Or was it C, an abandoned warehouse?
I'm going to say, for the narrative of it all, I kind of hope it was an abandoned warehouse, because that, like, begs more questions than answers, and I would want to know how it got in there. If someone has it in their residence, that is stupid. So I hope it's not that one.
Remember when we talked about the bodega that had $500,000 in it and it got robbed in New York? That was crazy, right? I mean, why would anybody keep that kind of money around? And you heard it there, I guess, in the explanation. But, like, could you imagine? Like, people have, like, dressers in their storage facility. This person has millions of dollars. I'm going to say an abandoned warehouse because I don't know. I'm with Lauren.
Look, it's very cinematic to just picture this dilapidated, run-down warehouse that has been unused for, like, decades. And then there's this one brand new door, and there's just a mountain of cash hanging out down there. That is a cinematic answer. It's not the right answer, but I appreciate where you guys went. It was actually just a random storage facility like you would see on Storage Wars. And then in one of these storage lockers, 30 mil in cash, 30 G's, 30 large, just sitting there waiting to be taken. And somebody took them up on it and took it.
Wow. I wonder how often that happens. Like,
what if it caught on fire?
Yeah. Or like if there was a flood, or, you know, they gave someone the wrong key. Like, those places are not.
There's a reason people don't keep money around like that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a mix up on a show like Storage Wars and they open it up after somebody buys it for like 12 bucks and there's 30 million in cash inside of someone else's money?
A good investment, for sure.
For good TV, too. All right, Mark, it's going to be my turn here, and we're going to go to where Lauren is. This is from WBBM in Chicago.
34-year-old Michael Redman, according to police, was wearing a when he entered the apartment and pointed a gun at the woman, demanding that she get one of their children and some belongings together. Court documents show she recognized his voice right away.
Alrighty, y'all, what was this man's disguise? I'm using the air quotes because it obviously didn't work very well, and he'd been married to this woman before, and they had a child together, too. Keep that in mind. A, an inflatable dinosaur costume. B, a wig and a mask. Or C, one of those, like, green full-body suits that cover you from head to toe. You can't see your face. Which one of those three?
Again, I kind of think, for the narrative, I hope it's the green man suit, because that just seems so funny to me. If, like, someone wearing that. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to go with that one. I like that.
Green man always makes me think of Charlie on Always Sunny in Philadelphia. His famous green man suit. And that is very tempting. But you know what else is fun? Is those big inflatable T-Rex costumes that just wobble around when you walk in them. And they just look goofy as all get out. And they're hilarious. I would love if that was the disguise and that he purchased it particularly for this event. So I'm going to go with the dinosaur costume.
I think that would be hard to operate in, though, if you're trying to commit some kind of crime in a big inflatable suit. The good news is you're both wrong. It was a wig and a mask. We had a cheap Mrs. Doubtfire situation, and she instantly recognized his voice because that's also an identifiable marker to people. So it didn't work. And I'm assuming just like some cheap wig and a crappy mask. You probably need more than that. I don't know.
He should have watched more Mrs. Doubtfire is what I'm thinking.
Yes. Yeah, he had those two friends. They did it for him. Yeah. He didn't do it by himself.
You got to get some theater friends. You got to work on your accent.
Hairstylist.
Yeah.
Those are the hazards of mask shopping when it's not Spirit Halloween season. You know, they put everything out there for you in an abandoned warehouse, like we were talking about before, and they have the full selection there. And when you're trying to do that in April, it's just not as easy. So look, there is a running theme this week, apparently, in terms of location, because you were in Chicago, Lauren is always in Chicago. And now this next question also comes to us from Chicago. There's something in the water right now in the Windy City, apparently. They're just flush with amazing clips. And this one's coming to us from WBBM. And an interesting crime.
Time charges filed against an East Chicago man after a crash that injured an Indiana State trooper and an unusual police report last month.
Indiana State Police say the night of March 7th, Barrera rear-ended the squad car of Trooper Kevin Council, who was directing traffic on Klein Avenue near the Grand Calumet River, and then drove off.
So what were the strange circumstances of this particular vehicular incident? Was it A, the alleged driver had reported his car stolen? Was it B, the alleged driver said it was the state trooper's fault? Remember, the state trooper was on foot. Or was it C, the alleged driver tried to get away in the state trooper's car?
Ooh, I'm trying to peel the drawers open from doing local Chicago crime and get in the mindset of the regions and think about what people do. I kind of think it's B. I feel like people around here kind of like to shift blame sometimes. So I'm going to say the alleged driver said it was the state trooper's fault.
I think about Boy George here, that one time he called the cops on himself, right? It's not a great idea, right? And so if you reported your car stolen and then committed a crime after that, it's not the best idea, but people are dumb. I'm going to say it's that one.
It didn't go down exactly like that, but Zach, you are correct. What happened was the car was seen in committing this crime, and it was found outside the driver's house. It was impounded and taken away. And then the driver called to report the car stolen because it was not in front of his house anymore.
Oh,
and they said,
God.
Oh yeah, by the way, you got to come with us too. So he reported his car stolen. It was already impounded and already being checked as the weapon of choice in this incident where he hit a state trooper. And then once he called and said, yes, the car is mine and it was stolen, then, oh, well, by the way, you were probably driving it. Get over here. We got to talk to you.
We've done a few stories where people get arrested trying to steal their car back after it gets taken away from them. Like after a DUI, they'll break into the impound lot and try to drive it out. That doesn't really work either. So either one of these things, not a great idea. Not great.
Yeah, not great. Not great. Just digging the hole deeper. Yep.
But look, we're going to stay thematically here with crime, but we're going to 1010 Wins in New York City. Take a listen.
And could soon be legalized here in New York as the state legislature moves one step closer to removing it from the penal code. State legislature's upper chamber voted yesterday to remove it. Now Governor Hochul's office says it will review the legislation.
All right, y'all, what will no longer be punishable by law in New York State? Is it A, adultery, B, subway hopping, or C, parking your horse on the west side of the street during daylight hours? You know, there's always those antiquated laws in the books.
I feel like it isn't adultery because I've done some research about that, and I don't think that that is punishable by law in New York. I could be wrong, though. I'm going to say the most likely one of these is going to be subway hopping.
Look, I don't think adultery is illegal. I think it's just something you shouldn't do. Parking your horse on the west side of the street during daylight hours, I don't think it's that, but I want to commend Zach for the specificity of that law, because that is exactly how something like that would probably be worded from like the 1820s. So well done if you made that one up. I'm gonna go with Lauren. I think it's subway hopping. I think that they're gonna just say, you know what, it's too hard to catch these people. We're just gonna get it off the books and whatever.
In Michigan, isn't it? Or like living with someone who you're not married to? Yes.
So I did make that last one up. I did. Lauren mentioned the adultery and the C as well, this option C. I've done an episode about random odd laws in Michigan, and these kind of things come up. But believe it or not, the answer was A. It was adultery. That adultery is technically legal in New York State. And Lauren, like you mentioned, in Michigan, it used to be illegal up until a couple of months ago to live with somebody to whom you're not married. They were not enforcing the law, but it was on the books, just like this one.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So now we come to the point in the show that we call the cliffhanger question of the week. It's a question just like all the other questions, except you don't get the instant gratification of the answer immediately, because we want you to come back. We want you to download the next episode of Name That News. So before we get to this week's cliffhanger question of the week, let's review last week's cliffhanger question of the week and finally take that weight off your shoulders. This is what we had in store for you. Again, from Chicago, from WBBM. They're just all over the place this week.
I love it so much.
10-year-old Emma says she's having a blast hanging out with in Lakeview.
They're really soft and it just makes you want to squish them, but you can't.
Emma is one of several visitors at Cuddle. It provides a therapeutic space for visitors to de-stress and relax.
So what is available for therapeutic cuddling in Chicago? Is it A, bunnies? Is it B, kittens? Or is it C, baby raccoons?
I'm going to say not the baby raccoons, even though they're cute. I'm going to go with bunnies.
No matter what the answer is, we need a test run from Lauren after this. She's in Chicago. This is in Chicago. I got to know what this is like. I'm going to agree, though, that it's not going to be baby raccoons. The whole thing about them being feral and rabid kind of makes things an issue. Here's the thing, though. Mark and I talked about this last week. I am from the sticks. I grew up in the country, and people have rabbits. And you know what rabbits do? They smell terrible. Rabbits are disgusting. They're cute, but they smell really bad. So I'm going to say the answer is kittens, because nobody wants to smell bad.
The answer is bunnies. Yes, you can cuddle bunnies for therapeutic reasons in Chicago. So again, Lauren, we'd love it if you would go and give us a live report on cuddling bunnies.
I would love to cuddle kittens for therapy, actually, but I am allergic to cats. So I'm happy that it's bunnies, although a little concerned now about the smell. But maybe Mark is right. They get the poop out of there before the people come for therapy cuddling. At least I hope so. Although they do have cute, weird little hands that look like human hands. I don't know if that's a plus or a minus.
See, you guys were joking about this, but the more you think about it, the baby raccoons is actually not that bad of an answer.
Maybe better, yeah.
You got to remember, though, if not friend, why friend-shaped?
Exactly. That's the question.
Just be careful there. That's all I'm going to say. All right, so I've got this week's cliffhanger question of the week. We won't answer it now. We'll talk about it a little bit, and we'll come back and pick it up next week. This clip comes to us, again, we go west, Canex in Los Angeles.
Supporters of what's known as tax say it helped a lot of people over the last year.
It's been exactly 1 year since the tax went into effect that I know has generated $215 million.
All right, guys, what are we talking about here? Is it A, an actor tax? Is it B, plastic surgery tax? Or is it C, a mansion tax?
And again, we're not going to answer this week, but Lauren can answer this week because she won't be back next week. We'll log your answer and we'll send you an email about whether or not you got it right next week.
I don't think it's a mansion tax. Do I think it's a mansion tax? I definitely don't think it's an actor tax, because I think that would be like bad form after the strikes. Plastic surgery tax is very interesting to me, because I know that lip filler is really popular lately. I don't know if it's right, but that's what I'm going to say.
So the actor tax is someone's job, and you're already getting taxed if you have a job. I don't think it's that. The other two things are things that are elective. They are things that you don't have to have, but you choose to have. And to me, those are the best things to tax, because they're not necessities. I'm always good with taxing things that aren't necessities. I think the necessities, you should just get them, because that you need them to survive. You don't need plastic surgery to survive. and you don't need to live in a mansion. So it could be either one of those, and I will be deciding which one of those I will pick over the next 7 days.
Yeah, I mean, all three of these things could be a show of wealth, though not every actor makes millions of dollars, but the last two, like Mark said, are usually unnecessary and also both very expensive. So that was that thought process there. Very Southern California of all of us here.
Very Southern California from three people who are not from Southern California and don't live in Southern California. And personally, I've never been to Southern California. So it's really just stereotypes. That's what we're doing. We're reinforcing stereotypes here.
Well, you know, my dad lives in Los Angeles. So I like to troll him a little bit. So
good. You're providing some necessary credibility to this whole affair, and we appreciate it.
I spent a couple summers in college in Los Angeles, and I felt like that episode of The Simpsons where Homer is in the real world, but he's still a cartoon, and everybody can tell that he's wildly different. That's what I felt like every time I walked around.
I know exactly what you're talking about. He goes into, like, the 3D thing in the wall. Yes.
Did you have the magnificent beard yet?
No.
Ah.
No, this was a long time ago.
See, that might have helped you feel better, because if nothing else, you can at least hide behind it. But you know what? There's no hiding now. We're here every week, and we want to thank official friend of the show, Lauren Barry, for finally coming on and accepting that award we bestowed to her without her ever being here in the first place. So thanks for coming on, Lauren. We had a great time. We'll have you back anytime you want to come on.
Download Name That News. It was a joy to hang out with you guys and your wonderful beards. And have me back anytime. This was a blast.
Download something offbeat.
Anytime someone is gracious enough to join us for this 20 minutes or so of silliness, we let them plug whatever they want. So yes, something offbeat, obviously. Go get the latest episode for sure, because I am on it as well. You get 2/3 of this week's Name That News episode right there for you on Something Offbeat. But Lauren's also part of the On Deadline podcast. She puts a lot of work into it. Go download On Deadline. And what is that, twice a week?
It is twice a week. And you know what is out even more than On Deadline, which is a great show, everybody should stream it? The Daily J, which is out every day. And it's amazing. And you can hear Zach's beautiful voice on it.
Well, you know what? I'm wildly jealous that Zach has another podcast other than this one. So we never mention the Daily J here. But I guess we should. We should. It's poor form that we don't. But you know what? It's a massive love fest here. And you love to see it.
It is. It's so fun to hang out with fellow Odyssey Pod people. I love it.
I like that. Pod people. It makes us sound like exactly what we are, I think. But anyway, enough of the superfluous love, because our time is up for this week. But special thanks to Brian Fisher, who helps put the show together. Special thanks to Lauren Barry, official friend of the show, for being here. And a special thanks to you for joining us. If you like what you heard, then please pound that subscribe button. Bookmark us on your browser. Set a reminder on your calendar. We're here every single week with another fresh as a daisy episode of Name That News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.